So we often find, are not consistent in studying scripture, and then you said that I said that scripture gives spiritual knowledge. So is it because scripture's content is spiritual, that's why we don't feel consistent in studying, we are not consistent in studying it?
Like we often look for
something which is relevant. Yeah. Yes and no. Prabhupada was once asked whether, you know, why is scripture so difficult to study? Prabhupada said it is not difficult, it is unfamiliar. See, knowledge always progresses from the known to the unknown. If I try to present you two unknown things, and if you cannot link it to something known, you will not feel interested in it. If, say, today I come to give a class, and I say, today I'll talk about demographic trends of polar bears in Alaska. What is the relevance? What is the point of it all? But then, if I say that these demographic trends reflect how there is global warming, how there is climate change, and that climate change is the same climate change which is causing polar bears to get extinct in Alaska, that is causing the temperature to go high in Mumbai, and that is going to cause floods in Mumbai like there were recently in Chennai. Then you say, oh, this is okay. Then it makes some connection. So what happens is, when we study, when we acquire knowledge, so okay, Chennai floods or increasing humidity in Mumbai, this is something which I know. And then if I am going seeing something which is connected with that, then we form a link, then our knowledge progresses. See, essentially, interest and understanding, both are functions of connections. When I say I'm interested in something, what does it mean? I hear something, I can, oh, I connect with this. I'd heard this here, I had read that there, I had thought of it this at that time. It's connections. Whenever we hear something, the more connections we make between that thing which we are hearing and what we already know, the more we become absorbed in it. When we say I'm absorbed in something, that means we are making so many connections of what we are hearing with other things that we have no time to perceive anything else. We are not connecting with anything else at that time. So it's a matter of, it's a whole matter of, as I say, interest and understanding. Both of them are matters of connections. So usually in the early stages of our spiritual life, when we study scripture, we may not be able to make those connections. And that's why scripture seems uninteresting. But when we hear classes, when we hear classes from devotees who have made those connections, and then they show things, the connectedness of things they show to us, then, hey, I never thought like this. This makes sense. So in the initial stages of our spiritual life, at least for the first 5 to 10 years, most of our intellectual growth happens through hearing. We study as a duty, no doubt, and it's important. But most of our intellectual comprehension, intellectual growth will happen through hearing. And as we keep hearing more and more, then as our knowledge becomes more and more, then when we start studying scripture, we say, okay, this is connected with this, this is connected with this, this is connected with this. And that way, our connection with scripture deepens. So one way we could bring consistency at our level, we can bring consistency in our studies, is by making our studying and hearing symbiotic. That means we choose some series of lectures that we are going to hear. Say, if you want to study a section of Bhagavatam, say you want to study Dhruva Maharaj pastime. Then, so just reading the Dhruva Maharaj pastime, find out some senior devotee who has given lectures on the Dhruva Maharaj pastime, some devotee's lectures, devotee whose classes inspire you, and then study those and in parallel read the scriptures. So that symbiosis of studying and hearing, so you read the purport and then you hear the class. Hey, I never thought you could connect like this, could connect like this, could connect like this. And then what will happen is, by that we will not only become connected with scripture, but also we will develop our capacity for seeing connections, our capacity for developing connections. And that will gradually lead to more and more consistency. See, consistency is not just a matter of willpower. We of course need willpower for studying scripture, but the whole process of bhakti is not a process of raw willpower. No, I will do it. Every day I'll study for 1 hour. Every day I'll lose. You know, even if I don't get any taste, I just, you know, grit my teeth and clench my fist and I will study. That will not be bhajatam priti purvakam. So we want to do bhakti which is priti purvakam. So we try to, there are definitely times when we require willpower to study, but we should also try to gain appreciation from those who have appreciation for scripture, and then consistency will naturally come. Even if the subject of scripture is spiritual, that does not mean that it is irrelevant to us. It is still relevant, but how it is relevant, we need to understand by associating with and hearing from those who see that relevance and show it to us. Does that answer your question?